AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Former President Donald Trump's top lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and three other top advisors are the latest to be called to testify in the investigation of the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
The House committee investigating the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol issued a new batch of subpoenas Tuesday to four of Donald Trump's closest advisors, including Rudy Giuliani. In addition to Giuliani, the committee subpoenaed Attorney Jenna Ellis, Attorney Sidney Powell, and political strategist Boris Epstein. The committee is seeking information and testimony. In a statement, Representative Benny Thompson, the January 6th committee chair, said the four advanced unsupported theories about election fraud, pushed efforts to overturn the election results, or were in direct contact with the former president about attempts to stop the counting of electoral votes. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The AP Sagar Magani reports the Senate is debating voting rights legislation.
The package before the Senate has some of the most sweeping elections changes in a generation. It would include making Election Day a national holiday and requiring access to both early and mail-in voting. While Democrats say the changes are needed to overcome new state laws restricting the vote, Republicans argue the legislation's a federal overreach.
Chances for passage are dim, with all Republicans opposed and two Democrats in the evenly split Senate resisting changing the filibuster. West Virginia's Joe Manchin.
The majority of my colleagues in the caucus, Democrat caucus, they change. They change their mind. I respect that. You have a right to change your mind. I haven't. I hope they respect that too. I've never changed my mind when it comes to filibuster.
A top aide to Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller has been indicted on charges of soliciting thousands of dollars in bribes to help farmers get licenses to grow hemp. Todd Smith was indicted by a Travis County grand jury on theft and commercial bribery charges. Miller, a Republican, is up for re-election. This is AP News. Nominations for the NAACP Image Awards are out.
You could say people voting on the NAACP Image Awards nominations have fallen hard for The Harder They Fall. The Netflix movie has 12 nominations for next month's ceremony. The movie, produced by Jay-Z, features an all-star cast, including Regina King and Idris Elba. Also getting a bunch of nods is a raise Insecure with 13, including Best Comedy TV Series. Regina King will compete for Entertainer of the Year, alongside Lil Nas X, Megan Thee Stallion, Jennifer Hudson, and Tiffany Haddish. The show will be broadcast February 26th on BET. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Louisa Harris, the first and so far only woman drafted by an NBA team and the first to score points in Olympic women's basketball history, died today at 66. Harris, a star at Delta State University in the 1970s, led the team to three straight national titles. Drafted by the New Orleans Jazz, she turned down a tryout because she was pregnant at the time. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.